Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I've been waiting a long time to say this. This is the Rippers. So you're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a new track off the new album from The Rippers, which has come via Slovenly Records. And, you know, I'm not good friends with the lead singer, Paolo, but I've interviewed him before when we were in Sardinia, and I just think they're a terrific live act, and this new album's brilliant. Make sure you buy it. The next track is also from Slovenly Records and is very, very different. That shows you the kind of output they have on the label. Absolutely brilliant. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Rippers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRippers.
MySpace.com/TheRippers in action, which makes it poorly be in the internet one, Tony nil. Although, if they were in West London, they could always be The Rippers in Acton.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like the sound of that. You stayed in Acton once, didn't you?
Yeah, Steph worked there for the first
That's
time
right,
she
yeah.
moved over.
Yeah. It's rubbish, isn't it, Acton?
Yeah.
My apologies to anyone who lives in Acton and loves it, but it's a bit rubbish. Unlike the Rippers, who are fantastic, and we will be playing another track from the album in future weeks. Now then, at this point, for the third week running, I'm saying to you, look, I haven't had your poems or your jokes. Email, I know we're making the show a day early, so they may come tomorrow. But if you have a poem for me or a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. But it's all right, because, Tony, I've got a little something here. It's a bit early for a tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a bit early for a tune, but you know how I don't like Radiohead?
Yes.
Because they just whine on the whole time.
Yeah.
I've found a way to cheer their songs up. Now, I don't know the words, obviously, but check this out. See if you notice how I've cheered this song up, right? It's well known. I am so special, so
fucking special.
Did you see it?
Nice.
Yeah. It sounds a cheer up Radiohead. You can do it with Muse and Coldplay, and I found Placebo as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's how to just get in and have a banana in there. Yeah. I think you can do it to any one of those songs. It's particularly funny to Coldplay Yellow.
Also, trombone players can join in as well.
Oh, I think all those bands should have a trombone player. I think that's what they're missing. Cool. Next day, this band don't need a trombone player, don't they? This is the Subsonics. Been around for a while now. They hail from Atlanta. I should say the Rippers are from Cagliari in Sardinia. And Subsonics are from Atlanta. And I really like this song. This is off their new album as well. Both albums came out on the 2nd of October. So do check out Slovenly Records. Find out more about them. You can also find out more about them via their MySpace page, which they have said themselves they don't check anymore, but it's still got links to other places. So it's the best thing to do. What is Subsonics MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Subsonics?
No, MySpace.com/Subsonics Atlanta. This is a little bit Lou Reedy, I think. You'll like this. This is Lime Lime.
Lime, 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 lime. Lime, 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 lime. Lime, lime, I've lost my mind. I can't count, spell my name. Until time, I decapitated John Valentine. Put it in a memory. Lime, 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 won't you be mine? I carry you with me all of the time. You think you'll get away from me? My, my, I'll drown you in a river of lime, 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 lime. Lime, 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 lime. Lime, lime, I can't deny. I didn't care if he lived or died. You wanna be me? Stop trying, 'cause I'm already you. Lime, 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 won't you be mine? I carry you with me all of the time. You think you'll get away from me? My, my, I'll drown you in a river of lime, lime. I'll drown you in a river of lime, lime. I'll drown you in a river of lime, 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 lime.
You're listening to Dr. Slagleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Good. In that case, then, I'll do the little tune for you. Are you ready for this week's Facebook tune?
Sure.
Yep. Facebook.
Nice.
I love having a banana. Have a banana.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. Please do leave us a Facebook comment on our wall. Easy way to do it. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page and leave us a comment. It's one of the easiest ways to get in touch. If you're on Facebook, do pop along and get involved. We've got a couple of comments this week. First up from Emma Ems, who says, "Goopa Goopa, I wanted to post this last week but forgot. Bit like that interview. Do not drop is a twat feature. Start making stuff up or find another threatening way to make listeners get involved. How about archive is a twat? Sort it out, guys. I love Punky. Ems."
Hey, we still haven't done that interview, have
we? No, yeah.
Ems, I am sorry, Ems. We will do it at some point, I promise you.
Yeah.
But we don't. Yes, you're absolutely right. We don't want to get rid of it as a twat, but obviously it involves you.
Involves participation. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't police the world. We can't find the twats and out them.
We tried.
Yeah. We are but two men. But anyway, yeah, so do get your twats in. Next up, Aubrey Hansen, who I think's they've got Uncle Randy's Aubrey Hansen.
We haven't heard from Aubrey in a while, have we?
Been a while.
Hi, mate, how you doing?
He says, "Hey there, P&T. I've got a favour to ask. I'm getting ready to welcome my first child into the world, a son. Right. His name is Finn, and he'll be born in January. I would like to ask if you would be his pod parents. I'm sure with all your drinking, rock and rolling, and musical knowledge, you two would be great for the job. So what do you say? Will you be his pod parents? P.S. I play music for him all the time. Do you have any band suggestions to rock the womb?"
Obviously, it's an honour to be asked to be pod parents for Aubrey's firstborn, Finn. But as long as you remove us from any form of responsibility whatsoever, it's very, very important. Well, do you know what, Tone? This might sound a little bit controversial for you.
Okay.
But I think for a child's introduction to the world, you could do a lot worse than play them early Beatles and ABBA's greatest hits. Let me tell you for why, Tony.
Okay.
Because the Beatles' early hits all use major chords, and major chords are happy chords, and babies like hearing happy stuff. They don't like discordant stuff.
Hmm.
And surveys have shown that you weren't expecting this, aren't you?
No.
Surveys have shown that babies in the womb dig classical music. And one of the reasons for ABBA's success was that Bjorn and Benny, when Bjorn and Benny were composing the music, they composed it along classical principles.
Okay.
Yeah. What was that? Were you doing a little test on how long the gap could be there? So I would say, even though obviously they're not bands we would ever play on this show, I would introduce your children to the Beatles and ABBA as early as possible. I think they're good starts. Because you can't expect them to get into punk rock age 3 weeks, can you?
I suppose not.
So get them going with the Beatles and ABBA.
There you go then.
You heard it from me, the responsible pod parent.
Taking the responsibility seriously.
You are the pod father.
Oh, who was the pod father?
Oh, hang on, that makes me the pod mother.
Wasn't the pod father Adam thingy?
Oh, did he call himself?
I think he calls himself the pod father, yeah.
Adam thingy. What happened to Adam thingy? Is he still rich and famous?
I think so. Didn't he just?
I'm bored of this bit.
Did
now.
He buy an island or something and probably fuck off somewhere? Anyway, yes, that's it for Facebook.
Good, because we've been rattling on too long here. But thank you very much, Aubrey. That's a real honour.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Right. Next track, I'll tell you about it after we've played it, but this is it. On the Road.
Yeah.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Popular Giants and a band called On the Road. Popular Giants are from the United States and were recently featured on Jersey Shore, believe it or not.
All right, okay.
Now, I've never watched Jersey Shore, I'm happy to say. And I don't think they like the show either, but they were very pleased to be featured on it. So well done, Popular Giants. What I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Popular Giants.
As far as I know, yes it is. It's Tony One, probably being the internet too. And thanks very much, Popular Giants. We got them via Music Submit, I think, and thank you very much to them. Now then, did you do anything last week?
No. I've been ill and I'm still ill, so we're chipping away at things and changing stuff.
Yeah, in recent times you have legitimately not done anything, and I haven't had a go at you because I've been feeling your pain.
Yeah.
I did a gig last Friday with Phil Jutas.
Yeah, well, a nice one. Was it go all right?
Yeah, it was good fun, yeah. It was a gig called Club Senseless. I think it happens once a month downstairs at the King's Head on a Friday night. And it's a band called Ronnie and the Rex. Ronnie being Ronnie Golden, who used to be, was the main man in fact, the Fabulous Poodles, who were a late 70s, early 80s new wave band. And he's put together this fabulous band. They're all guys from here and there. They've all toured with Paul Young or worked with various incredible, they're all incredible musicians and they're brilliant. And they do a set at the start of a mixture of sort of comedy songs and interesting cover versions. They did a ska version of Waterloo Sunset. Brilliant. Then they have a gap and then they have two guests on, and I was the first guest. I did about 15 minutes, went down really well. And then they had Phil Jupas as Porky the Poet, who went on and did a poetry set that was really, really cool. Then he did a couple of songs with the band, and then I was supposed to do a song with the band, but they ran a bit late and I had a train to catch, so I couldn't. I was going to do Should I Stay or Should I Go? But I didn't have time, so I had to go and get my guitar lead from off the stage while they were playing. It was all a bit embarrassing, but it was good fun. I'll tell you what, I got the train to Finsbury Park, and at Finsbury Park they've got some sort of kebab shop or chicken place war that's on at the moment, and there's two rival shops and they're both quite clearly having to come down in price, which isn't good news for them because they're competing with each other, but it was good news for me because I got two chicken strip sandwiches and two regular fries for £2.
Nice.
Result. That's like how to eat in London on the cheap. Go to Finsbury Park and wait for the chicken shops to kick off. It's brilliant. I did other things last week, but that was kind of the main thing. I'm not in a rush to get through this show, but we did do quite a long bit in the last bit, so I want to tell you about the next two songs. The next two songs are both off an upcoming compilation album by a Compost Modern Art, which is my mate Tom, who lives in Norway's label, and it's called Stuffs Volume 2, and he sent me two of the tracks off it and said that I'm fine to play them, so I'm going to play them right now. Now, as far as I know, this album's only going to come out on vinyl, but I'm hoping the tracks will be available for download as well. Not absolutely sure yet. Best way to do it is to follow the band. So I'll ask you about the second band in a bit. You'll recognise them. We've played them on the show before. First up, Acid Baby Jesus. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AcidBabyJesus.
It is. Tony 2, probably be the internet too. Oh, I'll tell you. Listen out for De Hoya Heller. This is Sword Fight.
Yeah.
So you're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dehøje Your Hair, my favourite band from Denmark. And I heard the Dig Sing, I think it is. I can't really tell. They say it's the first line in the song, anyway. And another great track from them. And this compilation stuff, really interesting music, really good. Not your usual fare. It's kind of, there's a lot of garage stuff on it, but it's kind of, there's a lot of lo-fi stuff and a lot of experimental stuff as well. Really interesting album. Do try and get hold of a copy if you can. And hello to Tom. I'll see you in a few weeks when I'm back in Oslo. How about that?
Nice.
Now then, what is Dehøje Your Hair's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Dehøje Your Hair.
No, it's not. It's a bit weird. It's Facebook.com/ Dehøje, Dehøje, Hail, Hale, because there isn't the letter air on Facebook. So they've left that out so the rest of us can find it. So it's Dehøje, Hale, which is just about the spelling of Dehøje Your Hair, sort of, if you're English. So probably been internet 3, Tony 2. Now it's time for Gig Guide, is it, Tony?
It is.
Excellent. Let's sing the song. It's Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Da, 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 da.
12 bar.
Pop.
Exactly what it needs.
That's what Placebo needs.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's Sunday, much in London, obviously. Right, Friday to Sunday. This Friday, 12th of October, Chris Pope and the Chords UK, The Long Firm, The Legendary Groovy Men, and the Past Tense, and the Super Minx. No, the Super Minx 70. It's a London call-in night.
It's going to rock. It's going to punk. It's going to be brilliant.
How much do you think it is, Friday night?
£6.
It is.
Hey.
Saturday night, it's another London call-in night.
Blimey, it's a London call-in weekend.
Anthrax, Andy T, Virus.
Anthrax?
That's what I just thought. Virus, Wolves, and Das House.
I think we can safely say that is going to rock.
That can't be Anthrax.
Why not? Why can't it be Anthrax?
I don't know. Just seems out of place.
Well,
I guess it could be, couldn't it?
If you go to the gig, do review it. That sounds fantastic.
How much do you think it is?
Well.
Aha.
Aha. Tenner.
Nope, £6.
Oh, fair enough.
That's why it can't be Anthrax.
Well, if they're called Anthrax, they probably are Anthrax.
Maybe it's another. We're talking the UK punk band formed in Kent in 1980, not the US metal band.
Oh, right.
It's the early 80s UK anarcho-punk scene.
I'd like to have another go at how much it is, then.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
You're right.
Nice.
Sunday night, 14th, Bibb, the Bronsteins, Matthew Sawyer, and Bedwar Williams, and DJ Warehouse Man.
Who knows? Fiver.
It is.
Ooh! I'm still not giving myself that. You know, but yeah. But anyway. Right. Does that conclude it?
It does.
That concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. What, That's what they say in every Muse song. They said each one of them show it's like Radiohead's that right, and Placebo should have pop, and Mute should have whoa, and that only leaves Coldplay.
Coldplay can start every song with a kazoo.
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
I love kazoos. Anyway, that's it. So
that's it. Brilliant. Right, thanks. Track 6, thankfully. Let's stop talking bollocks, shall we? Band called Belladonic Haze, who I hadn't heard of till the other week, got in touch with us. I think they're from Leeds, and they said that we got these tracks. So you play them on, I'd listen. Yes, I did, so we're going to play one. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Belladonic Haze's Facebook page?
facebook.com/ Belladonic Haze.
No, facebook.com/ The Belladonic Haze, which makes it, what's that, point of the internet 4, Tony 2, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
You're doing so well. Oh, well, never mind. She loves to argue.
Queef Cake.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Dare I ask, are you doing anything this week?
No. Organising tiling and joiners and all that kind of stuff. Trying to get the bathroom sorted so we can have a shower. Yeah. I stink.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Did you say go when you're ready?
I was, yeah.
You're on autopilot. Well, look, what I'm doing this week, tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm driving to Swansea. I'm going to be doing a gig at the garage, the garage. And so I'm really looking forward to it. And hello to Steph and Kerry, who put the show on, who were the two boys that I worked with in Oslo when I was last there, who are a double act called Le 1-2-2. And really nice blokes, and I'm really, really looking forward to seeing them and looking forward to the gig as well. I love doing gigs in South London. Then on Thursday, it's the start of my Last Minute Comedy weekend. All details on lastminutecomedy.com. But I'm doing gigs in a row, Luton, then Hitchin, then Lecture, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They all feature Swedish comedian Fredrik Andersson, an absolutely brilliant comic, Martin Beaumont. That's not to suggest that Fredrik Andersson isn't brilliant as well. I just absolutely love Martin Beaumont and me. And they'll all be good fun. So find out about them there. So that's quite a busy week for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's definitely Hitchin this week, not last week, is it?
It's definitely Hitchin this week and not last week, yeah.
Yeah,
but thanks ever so much for doing the update. That was brilliant. I hope you get confused more often.
Oh, very confused at the minute.
Here's a song that will massively confuse. Haven't played anything by The Scourge for a while, and hi to Captain Marbles, who is still churning music out like you wouldn't believe. He's done another eight or nine songs that he sent through. This one was my favourite. I mean, I have a feeling that this song may be remixed after some suggestions I've made. You never know. But it's great fun, and well, why don't we talk about it now? Apparently, this song it was 10 years in the writing before he actually got it nailed down, before he actually recorded it. So this song's been waiting a decade to be on Punky Radio, basically. What is The Scourge's website?
The Scourge that could UK.
It is indeed. Scourge spelled S-C-U-R-G-E. Tony 3, boy of the internet 4. This is Jelly.
The way it wobbles, sits sturdy in a bowl, comes in all kind of flavours, ready to serve, straight up. Kids, they'll love it, with a little bit of that, sprinkle on a bit of lime, bring it out at Christmas time.
32 things about jelly, 32 things about jelly, 32 things about jelly. 32 things about jelly. Number 1,
it's commercially frozen.
Number 2,
it's got some fruit.
Number 3,
it's got bags of sugar.
Number 4,
and a bit of gelatine.
Number 5,
I prefer to marzipan.
Number 6,
gives it a little kick.
Number 7,
add some lard.
Number 8,
it's fucking ice.
32 things about jelly. 32 things about jelly. 32 things about jelly. 32 things about jelly. About jelly. 32 things about jelly. 32 things about jelly. 32 things about jelly. It's jelly. It's jelly. It's jelly. It's jelly.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Scourge and Jelly. I've got a feeling that's going to make it onto their new album, which I think is going to come out in the new year. They've got about 80 or 90 tracks to choose from, and they're gonna knock it down at 15, I think. I don't know how they're going to manage it, but it's going to be brilliant, this album. It's just going to be such a good laugh and really catchy and really brilliant. Well done, The Scourge. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
It's the first one in months, it feels like.
Well, I think it should have a song.
Okay.
All right. Here goes. Is a twat. Ooh, is a twat. Ooh, is a twat.
Yep. Please do email me your twat. I do have one, but still need more. Easy way to do this. Only way to do this, actually. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Or twat's received with thanks and reply to. So please do send those along to me. If you don't send them, the feature will go. That's all.
Hey,
saying.
I've just had an idea, by the way.
Yeah.
If you get your guitar out next week, we could do dueling banjos on air.
Okay.
That'd be mad, because you'll be able to do it.
I only know a bit. Well, so it gets a bit repetitive after a while.
Yeah, you only need to know to start.
That's true. I know that bit. We can do that.
Yeah.
Cool. Right, this week's twat is from Fitz from Backwards Alphabet.
Hi, Fitz.
Yeah. He says, hi, Tony. Hi. Last night, my wife confessed that before she met me, she went to China with current US Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
Why's on a bike?
While there, they conceived a child. She came back to the US, gave birth to the child, and left Romney with full custody. Never to think about it again. I was devastated when I heard this story, and I'll never look at my wife the same again. However, when I woke from this nightmare next to my still sleeping wife, I mulled over what I would do if this story were true.
Oh, Christ.
Hundreds of alternate futures raced in my mind, each one more horrid and depressing than the last. After she woke up, I told my wife about my dream, but any comfort she offered seemed pale in comparison to the haunting memory of my wife's phantom confession. I'm unable to erase these plaguing images. For its stinking abhorrence of an imagination, my brain in my skull is a giant fucking twat. Thanks for some vindication. Fitz from East Norrington, PA. PA? Well, Pennsylvania? No.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. I was completely taken in with that until I realised that it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I thought this should be national news, what's going on, and then it was all in Fitz's head. His brain's a twat.
Exactly.
Although they do say, don't they, that if you dream something, the opposite happens.
Do they?
Yeah. I don't know who they are. I might have just made that up, but if that is the case, then maybe Fitz is going to be impregnated by Mitt Romney.
Excellent.
It could be Mitt's Fitz.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, I am, yeah.
Okay, so Fitz's brain in his skull.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Fitz's brain in his skull. Is a twat.
I think I'm enjoying that a little bit too much this week. Thank you very much for the twat, Fitz. Please send your twats to Tony. Tony needs twat. What do we want? Twat. When do we want it?
Now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Last track this week. This is another track from the new Peacocks album. The Peacocks came through via Simon Says and People Like You Records, and it's a rocking album. And do you know what? I thought I'd save it to the end to have a track with a swear word in it. I mean, it's great. I think you're going to like this. What I want to know is, what is the Peacocks website?
Thepeacocks.co.uk?
Nah, Swiss. Thepeacocks.ch. I should have mentioned they were Swiss before I didn't give you a chance. It wasn't really fair. But anyway, it'd probably be in step 5. Tony 3. It's all a lot of bollocks.
Disappoint, and the worst, and you'll get the worst. version of me, babe. There's no better one, so what's the point? I don't know. What's the point? I really don't know.
Peacocks, it's all a lot of bollocks from their latest album, available via People Like You Records. Thanks so much for listening this week. There's a few people we'd like to thank. First of all, Tony, wouldn't we? We'd like to thank the internet stations that carry our show. They are
Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. And finally, we're on extrememetalradio.net, XTREME metalradio.net.
And we'd also like to thank you all, the listeners, for your iTunes reviews, although we haven't had one recently on UK iTunes. Maybe you could remind people how they do that.
Yeah, please do reviews on iTunes. Takes but a moment. It does help us out massively. So go pop along to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the music store where you can review us. You will need to log in. So you need an iTunes account. It's all free. Log in, review us. 5 stars only. Clearly, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
Yeah, and finally, I'd like to thank the bloke that came up with this. Just, I'll play it really badly, I'm going to do it again. I'd like to thank him for making this show a little bit less tedious than it would have been otherwise. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Punch, yeah.